Welcome to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Workforce development is a key topic for lawmakers heading into the next legislative session. Tuition at the state's technical institutions is high, and lawmakers are looking for innovative solutions to keeping rates competitive and keeping South Dakota students in state as we seek to grow a trained workforce. Initiated Measure 25 proposes increasing the state's tobacco tax as a possible solution. Here is the Attorney General's explanation.
On November 6, South Dakotans will vote on an initiated measure increasing the state tobacco tax and creating a post-secondary technical institute fund for the purposes of lowering student tuition and providing financial support to the state post-secondary technical institutes. This measure increases the state tax on tobacco products sold in the state. The tax on packs containing 20 cigarettes would increase $1 per pack, and 25 cigarette packs would increase $1.25 per pack. Tax on other types of tobacco products, such as cigars, roll-your-own, and chewing tobacco, would change from the current rate, 35% of wholesale price, and be increased to 55% of the wholesale price. The measure also creates a post-secondary technical institute tuition reduction and workforce training fund that will be administered by the State Board of Technical Education, which oversees the state post-secondary technical institutes. Currently, there are four: Lake Area Technical Institute, Mitchell Technical Institute, Southeast Technical Institute, and Western Dakota Technical Institute. The fund's purposes include lowering tuition and providing financial support for these technical institutes. Under current law, the first $30 million of tobacco tax revenue collected annually is deposited in the state general fund, and the next $5 million is deposited into the existing Tobacco Prevention and Reduction Trust Fund. This measure would require the next $20 million to be deposited into the Technical Institute Fund created by this measure.
Representative Mark Mickelson is president of Mickelson & Company. He serves as Speaker of South Dakota's House of Representatives, and he joins us now to urge voters to say yes to initiated Measure 25. Welcome. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me, Lori.
Tell us the origin of this and the need for state technical schools. How did this initiated measure begin?
Well, a passion of mine, and I think most South Dakotans, is economic development. And that leads to keeping our young kids here, and that leads to a prosperous future. And every employer in the state doesn't have enough qualified people. And so one of the things when you run for the legislature is you look around for things that matter and might make a difference. And here in Sioux Falls, Southeast Tech is a critical component of our training our workforce. And I identified very early on, with the help of the folks that were running Mitchell Tech, that we have high tuition. We have the third highest tuition in the country. And the reason is almost every other state has a local property tax contribution to their tech schools. Here in South Dakota, we don't. And as a result, we have the third highest tuition at our two-year schools in the country, double Nebraska's. And so just searching around for a concrete proposal to address what I think almost everyone would agree is an issue. And we've looked into the spending. We spend the least on our technical schools of the states that border us. So we don't really have a spending issue. We're very efficient. We spend less than Minnesota, Iowa, Nebraska, North Dakota, Wyoming, Montana, but we charge the most. And here in Sioux Falls, we cut six manufacturing classes because we couldn't afford to offer them, and we've cut our heavy equipment program. So this idea is a way to fix that issue and bring down the cost of tuition by taxing really what's really a voluntary activity, which is use of tobacco products.
Why this solution when other solutions might have been available? Why key in on this one?
Well, you know, it didn't seem suitable for any other sort of a tax to me. You know, I don't think the property taxpayers interested in paying any more. Certainly no the sales tax after we addressed the teacher pay issue at the K-12 system. Don't think they're interested in looking at anything more. And although $20 million is a large amount of money, in the scheme of the state budget, it's not insurmountable if we find an appropriate source of revenue. And the tobacco tax, we do have a history in South Dakota of supporting tobacco taxes. In 2005, 61% of the public voted for a dollar on a pack of cigarette increase. And so we said, well, let's go take a look at this as a potential solution. And listen, it isn't perfect, but you know what? it's the best idea we could come up with. And we're open to other suggestions if someone else has a better idea on how to bring down the cost of tuition.
Talk about ensuring that the money goes where it's supposed to go. That's one of the criticisms has been there's no provision in here to make sure that it only goes towards technical schools. Address that for us, please.
Well, that's just not true. Yeah. That's, I guess, the polls of the opposition, which is, I think, primarily funded by the tobacco companies, tells them the same thing tells us. People don't mind increasing tobacco taxes and people like tech schools. And so they focused in on something that's not accurate, and we'll make that clear in our advertising. But the Attorney General's explanation that you read was very clear. $20 million must go into the Technical Institute Fund, which has been created for the purposes of lowering tuition. So I spent 6 years out in Pierce as a legislator and made sure we got that part right.
Every convenience store that you travel to, at least in Sioux Falls, has a tear-off sheet with, you know, vote no on IM-25. Talk about the impact on convenience stores, grocery stores, you know, people who are selling these products in their stores. What do you think the business, you know, economic impact on those industries will be?
You know, we've been through it before, and the convenience store industry seems to have grown since then. You know, we raised the tobacco tax in 2006, and all I see in town are new convenience stores. So will it cause the price of cigarettes to go up? Yeah, you know, but I guess ask yourself this. We've got 50 businesses in South Dakota contributing their own money to this campaign because they don't have enough people, okay? We've got the Associated General Contractors supporting this. We've got the development corporations and the chambers of commerce from Aberdeen, Huron, Mitchell, Yankton, Sioux Falls supporting this. And so if we look broader than just the narrow convenience store industry and say, listen, they need people to drive their trucks, to pump their gas, the petroleum industry, we all need a trained workforce. And so clearly, if it's half price to go to Nebraska, then we all have a collective problem. And so there is no perfect solution, but I think this one brings down healthcare costs, reduces a voluntary activity that, frankly, we got 118,000 people in South Dakota that smoke. I'm sure most of them are trying to quit, okay? And I'll guarantee you all their spouses are trying to make them quit. And this proves 10 to 15% of the people will quit smoking cigarettes. So I kind of view it as a double win. And I've had a buddy of mine who owns a convenience store says, hey, Mickelson, you're crazy. I said, well, sometimes we got to do something you don't like to move the ball for. I got another friend that owns convenience stores. He says, I got no problem with this.
What kind of feedback have you had from the medical community?
Well, you know, the American Cancer is supporting this. The American Heart Association is supporting this. Tobacco-Free Kids is supporting this. The State Medical Association is supporting this. South Dakota Dental Association is supporting this. The Delta Dental's given us money. Sanford Health has been supportive, has given us money. Avera Health has supported this and given us money. They know that tobacco is a leading cause of death, and hundreds of kids every year will not choose to start smoking if we pass this tax increase.
If this is passed, what's the potential impact for those tech schools? How would we see that in the next 5 to 10 years?
Well, you'd bring down the cost of tuition, and you'd see their enrollment grow. You know, their enrollment today is less than it was 6-7 years ago, okay? If you back out dual enrollment, which dual enrollment is kids that are in high school taking college credit, if you back out dual enrollment, it's even more significant. And so we're up marginally over last year, which was not a very good year for our tech schools. But if you look back over time, frankly, the tech schools are getting by with less public funding today than they got in 2007.